الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعاشروهن بالمعروف صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, in the talk on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, we had discussed the excellent akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his interaction with the people, with society, with the young, the old, with the workers, and what an excellent leader he was, what a most perfect role model and example he was. And I'd mentioned that night, inshallah, we will dedicate a talk specifically on his interaction with his wives. And inshallah, today there's a nikah also. So it will be most appropriate that we speak on this topic, because this is something we have to remind ourselves all the time about. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived a most healthy, harmonious life with his wives. The relationship was full of mawadda, muhabba, full of love. He had compassion. He respected his wives, or he respected the rights of his wives. The bond and attachment he had with them was such that his wives could not envisage a life without him. They could not even imagine a life without Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the husband. There is an incident in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had offered them a separation if they wished. It's a lengthy incident. But each of the wives refused, because they could not imagine a life without Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our husband. The generosity, the compassion, the intimacy, how Rasulullah tolerated their weaknesses, their shortcomings. There is an incident in which Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he visits the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in that particular day was the turn of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. As he is approaching the house, from outside he can hear that his daughter's voice, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had raised her voice against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was some type of argument, which happens in every single home. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha seeks permission, he goes inside. Immediately he admonishes his daughter, "Are you raising your voice against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" He goes forward to smack her. Rasulullah sallam intervenes. He saves Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anha then goes away. Rasulullah sallam then looks at Sayyidina Aisha and he jokes, he smiles. "How I saved you from the man now? How I saved him from getting a hiding from your father?" After that, there was mutual happiness. There was this harmonious life. Few days later, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu comes back, makes salam. He sees them very happy, smiling. He says, "Adkhilani fi silmikuma, kama adkhaltumani fi harbikuma." That enter me now in your times of peace and happiness, like how you gave me permission to come in the day when you were fighting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had such a relationship with his wives. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma reports, he says, the normal habit and practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Fajr Salah, he would sit on his musalla, busy in dhikrullah until ishraq time. And then he would perform his salatul ishraq. This was the general habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every day of his life. After performing his ishraq, he would visit every home of his wives. He had 11 wives. Of course, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha had passed on. Rasulullah would visit all his wives. Can we imagine? He had such a great responsibility. He was a Nabi of Allah, leader of humanity, mankind. He could have made excuses, I'm the Imam of the Masjid. I'm a teacher, I'm a principal. I'm a very busy man. Yet he finds time to spend with each of his wives after Fajr Salah. Then he would remain in the house, in that wife, in that the house of that wife whose turn it was for that day. There are reports that after Tahajjud Salah, and when Fajr Adhan would be given, Rasulullah would perform his surakat Sunnatul Fajr, and there was some time still left for the Fajr Jamaat. In that time also he would talk to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. During his travels on a journey, he would find time to spend with his wives and he would talk to them. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Rasulullah would draw lots, and then whosoever's name would come out from the wives, then they would accompany him on the journey. It was a particular journey in which my name came out and Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, we were the co-wives. We both wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accompanied him on this journey. And Sayyidina Aisha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would travel with us. And of course on the journey he was busy. But at time he would come beside me, bring his camel next to me. We would travel together, then we would come down and then he would talk to me. One night Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says to Sayyidina Aisha, who is very, very innocent, and she says, let's swap camels today. Let me ride your camel and get the feel of your camel. You can get the feel of my camel. Sayyidina Aisha agreed. She said, no problem. That night, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha is riding the camel of Sayyidina Aisha. Rasulullah knew the camel of Sayyidina Aisha. So as normal, he's coming at night and he brings his camel next to the camel of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. Who seated there? Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Aisha is watching from behind. She realizes what mistake she has made. And she sees both of them are busy. Nabiya Kareem so makes salam. She greets and they are busy talking. They come to a certain spot. They dismount. Rasulullah is sitting with Sayyidina Hafsa and he's talking to her. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, I became so envious. I rubbed my foot on the grass. And I said, may a scorpion bite me. Oh my Allah, I cannot reprimand, I cannot say anything to Rasulullah, he is your messenger. It was my mistake that I made this error in allowing Sayyidina Hafsa to ride my camel, because I missed Rasulullah so much that night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would enter the house, make salam, and he would give dua to his wives. He is married to Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha. Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha's nikah was performed by Allah in the heavens. Another lengthy incident. Walima is taking place in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The men folk are invited and they are partaking of the meals. Rasulullah is waiting. Some of them were taking extra time after the food. They were still sitting there. Rasulullah then woke up. Anas radiallahu accompanies him. And he goes and he visits the homes of his other wives. His nikah took place. Waliyama is taking place. Married to Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu anha. Still he finds time to visit his other wives. He makes salam. They reply. He gives them dua. They give him dua and they ask him, how did you find your new wife? Now look at that love and muhabba. He finds time to spend with his other wives, even on his own nikah or walima day with another wife. When he would leave home, he would kiss his wives. He would find time and allocate time to even run races with Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. There are two races that they ran that have been reported in the books of hadith. Once when Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was younger and she was more thin, Rasulullah sallam was traveling with her, and the Sahaba, he tells the Sahaba to proceed further. Then in privacy, he runs a race with Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. In that particular event, she beats him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam keeps quiet. Sometime years later, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha has gained some weight. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells her, let us run a race again. So they run a race, and this time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beats her. Now he says, this time I won in lieu of the other race that I lost. He found time to even run a race with his wife. Of course, in privacy. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha would say, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I were eating, and I would drink a sip of water, thereafter Rasulullah would take that container, that cup, and he would place his lips where I had placed my lips on that container. Can you imagine? He even looked for the area or place where Sayyidina Aisha placed her lips, so that he may place her lips on that. Whenever they were sick, unwell, he would immediately ask them about the condition, their health. He would be worried, he would make dua for them. How often we find that our wives are sick, and we don't even bother. They must go to the doctor themselves. Sometimes some husbands even make such remarks that you get sick all the time. Rasulullah ﷺ did not show us this type of example. In the Rabi'ul Awwal talk, I mentioned in the beginning that Islam is such a beautiful religion. The excellent akhlaq of Rasulullah ﷺ is a model for all of us. We love Islam to spread. But ask ourselves the question, how many people have we invited to Islam by means of our character and akhlaq? If we have not attracted any person or invited any person by means of our character, the second question, how many people we chased away from Islam because of our bad character? Shariat is so beautiful. Allah says in the Quran, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, as though Allah is interceding on behalf of the woman in this world, that, oh husbands, be kind to your wives. Treat them with kindness and compassion. Live with them. Interact with them in a kind manner. When a husband and a wife gets married, when a couple gets married, Allah talks about الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. قَوَّامُونَ, the meaning is overseer. It does not mean in any way that the husband is now has to bully his wife and abuse his wife and injure his wife and hurt his wife. No, he is like a shepherd that tends his flock of sheep. He shows that care, that worry, that concern. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as reported by Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, I and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would bathe, have a bath in the same container even. And I would take one jug of water, then he would take a jug of water, and both of us, with that love and intimacy, we would rush to take the jug of water first. My respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a husband and wife in the Quran, in the verses talking about sawm and roza and fasting Ramadan. Allah mentions hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. They, the wives, are your garment, and you husbands, you are the garment of your wife. Mufassirin have explained, a garment is close to the body. It sticks onto the body. It adheres to the body. Exact like that is the relationship between husband and wife. Adhering to one another. Loving one another. Showing that affection. Mawadda. Muhabba. Tolerating the weaknesses. Nobody wants any stain on his garment. So a person will wash the garment. He'll be mindful about his attire. Like that, a person is bothered about his spouse, his couple. She also takes care And she's worried about her husband. A garment covers the body. Like that a husband and wife, they cover one another. Besides the fact, when they're having conjugal relationship, they are covered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنْ. Just like a garment covers the body, the husband covers the faults of his wife. The wife covers the faults of her husband. If we have this in front of us, and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that sometimes a person may find some fault in his wife, some weak quality in her. He says, tolerate that, ignore it, overlook it. Look for another good quality in her. لا يفرك مؤمن مؤمنة إن كره منها خلقا رضي منها آخر. She's got faults. All of us have faults. We all have weaknesses. But look for the good in the person. Who is the one who's preparing the food for us? After Jumu'ah Salah, or in the evening, when we go home, the food is ready for us. Our clothes are washed, they're ironed. When we are sick, immediately they come to see to us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us his beautiful character, and therefore he would say, even in Hajjatul Wida, the farewell pilgrimage, a sermon that he gave, that every statement should be heard again and again, and we should reflect upon. In this farewell sermon, Hajjatul Wida, he's bidding farewell to the Ummah. In this he says, Istawsu bihinna khaira. That I'm giving you instructions. I'm giving you wasiyat and advice to be mindful and careful about your wives. Allahumma inni uharriju alaykum haqqa al-da'ifayn. Al-mar'atu wal-nisa. Al-mar'ati wal-nisa. Oh Allah, I deem sinful the abuse of two people who are weak. They do not have people to defend them. They are defenseless. They don't have that power. They don't have the strength. An orphan, a yatim, and a woman. Rasulullah ﷺ is cautioning the men of this ummah. He's cautioning the men of this ummah that, oh men, do not abuse your wives. We find in many nikah bayans, the point that is emphasized is, do not become angry. Do not become angry. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Mawlana Magda always mentions, Hazrat Ji Rahmatullahi Alayhi, so always mention advice at the time of nikah, that don't become angry with your wife. If a person has Allah in his life, a woman has Allah in her life, the couple, the husband and wife, they have Allah in their life. In other words, we are going to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The nikah that takes place, the aqd that takes place, the contract that takes place. What is it? We are promising each other that we'll fulfill each other's rights. So if a person has in mind all the time that Allah is watching me, he will display a good akhlaq. If he becomes angry, he will suppress his anger. Rasulullah never struck any of his wives. He never slapped any of his wives. He never abused any of his wives. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha on one occasion, I know when you are happy with me and when you are displeased with me. She says, how do you make that out? He mentions to her that sometimes when you are a bit angry or upset with me, then in your dua you say, Allahumma Rabb Ibrahim, O Allah, the Rabb of Ibrahim alayhi salam. But when you're happy with me, O Allah, Allahumma Rabb Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this I gauge when you are happy, when you are displeased, or when you are upset. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha says, yes, Ya Rasulullah, but لا أهجر إلا اسمك. The only thing I'm doing is I'm leaving out your name in my dua when I'm supplicating. Allahumma, Allah, the Rabb of Ibrahim. I'm not saying the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but I have not taken you out of my heart. I still love you. Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She is a daughter of a Jew. She falls off the camel. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam learns of this. Immediately he comes. He bends down. He picks her up. She begins to cry. He takes his Mubarak hands and he wipes off the tears from the eyes of Safiya radiallahu ta'ala. Look how he consoles her. Look how he comforts her. When we go to pick up a wife from any function, any nikah, walima, and they've been delayed, and we have made several calls, and we're hooting outside, and we're screaming. The moment she hardly even comes out, we're already speeding off. And so long you are taking, and how long must I wait? My respected brothers and sisters, I myself and all of us, have to understand the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah says, imagine a man, he beats his wife up. فَيَعْمِدُ أَحَدُكُمْ فَيَجْلِدُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ جَلْدَ الْبَعِيرُ جَلْدَ الْعَبْدِ. Like how a person is beating up his slave or a camel or an animal, lashing out. Like that one of you goes and he beats his wife, he physically abuses her. ثُمَّ يُضَاجِعُهَا فِي آخِرِ يَوْمِهِ. Then at night, to satisfy his desires, then he sleeps with his wife, he fulfills his desires with his wife. What kind of a man is this? He beat her up in the morning, and the night now he's just satisfying his desires. Nikah is not just a gratification of one's sexual desires. It's far beyond that. Far beyond that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be understanding with our wives. Wives have to be understanding with the husbands. There must be this understanding, and because there's no understanding, there are problems. There's bickering. There's henpecking. Abuse of language. The husband uses his hands. He physically abuses her. He mentally tortures his wife. The children are watching. They become affected. A divorce takes place. Children are lost. There's disunity. Disharmony. There are problems. Bring Allah in our lives. Adopt the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Live a life of taqwa. Live a life of modesty and chastity. We don't have time to explain all these things. Appreciate our wives. When they cook, praise them. Somebody else's wife sends some food, then we are full of praises. Praise your wife. Appreciate what she has done. She has left the home of her parents. She has left her siblings. She has made a sacrifice. She has come and to stay with you now. You're a foreigner to her. You're alien to her. You're a stranger to her. She has to become accustomed to your habits and your ways. Give her a chance. Inshallah, if we do this, there'll be mawadda, muhabba. Adopt the akhlaq of Rasulullah SAW. Show the love and affection. And praise our wives. Appreciate what they are doing. And then inshallah, we will see so much of unity, muhabba. May Allah grant this nikah barakat. And so many other nikahs that have taken. May Allah protect our nikahs from becoming one of divorce and disunity. May Allah Ta'ala find suitable partners for all those youngsters who are looking for suitable partners. May Allah find them right partners and bless them with pious offering, inshallah. We will have the nikah first, immediately after nikah, our four sunnat, and then we will proceed with the khutbah and salah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. ونسأل الله أن يجعلنا ممن يطيعه ويطيع رسوله ويتبع رضوانه ويجتنب سخطه، فإنما نحن به وله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: النكاح من سنتي. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا: فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. في محمد رئيس طيب، the presence of all those who have come here for Jumu'ah Salah today, and especially that of the Wakil Ibrahim Bali Muhammad and the two witnesses Suleiman Umar Tayyib and Zahi Suleiman Tayyib, I have performed your nikah to Ammara Muhammad with the mahar being 1 Krugerrand coin. Have you accepted Ammara as your wife? Say, I have accepted Ammara as my wife. نكحتها وقبلتها بارك الله وبارك عليك وجمع بينكما في خير.